Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month.
This is a very sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. We have provided legal assistance and also appointed a lawyer to assist the family. We have also arranged for regular consular visits by a family and we are also in touch with local authorities as also the family members to resolve this issue. This included concerted efforts in recent few days to seek more time for the family of Ms. Nimisha Priya to reach a mutually agreeable solution with the other party. We continue to closely follow the matter and render all possible assistance in the case. We are also in touch with some friendly governments in this regard.
On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said, India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. He said the government is guided by what is available in the markets as well as by the prevailing global circumstances. He cautioned against any double standards on the issue. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two more individuals in connection with the recovery of an improvised explosive device, or IED, planted by the banned Ulfa 1 terror group. The NIA said the device was discovered near Dispur Last Gate in Guwahati and was part of a larger conspiracy to carry out multiple blasts in Assam on Independence Day last year. Indore has once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. Among the cities with a population of 3 to 10 lakhs, Noida emerged as the cleanest, followed by Chandigarh and Mysore. The 9th edition of Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards were conferred by President Draupadi Murmu at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today participated in the Sahakarita Evam Rozgar Utsav being held near Jaipur in Rajasthan. Mr. Shah flagged off 100 new police vehicles to be used for police stations, armed forces, troop carriers and training purposes. Mr. Shah also inaugurated 24 warehouses built under the world's largest grain storage scheme and 64 millet outlets for the promotion of Sri Anna. In a major step to improve connectivity and support pilgrimage, the Ministry of Railways has sanctioned a final location survey, or FLS, for a new 77.96 km rail line between Jammu and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra. The project aims to ease travel for devotees and enhance infrastructure in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed to agricultural universities and research institutions to contribute to increasing agricultural productivity under the Prime Minister's Krishi Dhan Dhanya Yojana. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of Dr. Rajendra Prasad Central Agricultural University in Pusa, Samastipur in Bihar today, the minister stated that 100 districts have been selected under the scheme to enhance agricultural production and productivity. Government has done away with about 1,600 rules in the last 11 years, which were not citizen-centric. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said this while inaugurating the two-day national conference on good governance practices in Bhubaneswar this afternoon. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. Orange alert has been issued for Kerala, Mahe and South Interior Karnataka for the next 3 days. Strong surface winds are expected at isolated places over Andhra, Kerala and Lakshadweep today. Domestic benchmark indices ended lower today primarily due to weakness in the IT and financial sectors. At close, the Sensex was at 82,259 while Nifty was down 100 points at 25,111. And that is the end of this news bulletin.